This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought on. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week and additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety next week during the inauguration, despite warnings about further violence in Washington and around the country. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for the Trump inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence said the ability of law enforcement agencies to protect dozens and dozens of events in Washington in the past gives great encouragement to us. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake erupted on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island Friday, killing at least seven people, injuring hundreds. The quake caused landslides, sending people fleeing for safety around damaged buildings. The quake was felt strongly for about 7 seconds, but it did not trigger a tsunami warning. Navy divers in Indonesia continued combing the seabed north of Jakarta Thursday, looking for the cockpit voice recorder from a crashed Indonesian plane. The Sriwijaya Airjet disappeared Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta with 62 people on board. One black box containing flight data was recovered this week. Search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Voting counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. Voting in Kampala took place under heavy military and police presence, with no reports of violent incidents making their way through the communications shutdown. President Yoweri Museveni is seeking a sixth term in office, having ruled for almost four decades, and his main rival is singer-turned-politician Bobi Wine, whose popularity among the youthful population, that is, has rattled the former rebel leader. Wine is the strongest of 10 opposition contenders, but Museveni has never lost an election, and most observers expect he and his ruling National Resistance Movement will emerge victorious. The results of the election are expected in 2 days. A much-anticipated and delayed World Health Organization team visiting Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of the coronavirus. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. Washington has long accused Beijing of lack of transparency in hiding the extent of the initial outbreak. Meanwhile, the Chinese government is pushing a narrative that the virus may have existed outside China before it was discovered in Wuhan. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.